You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, Gary is fly fishing in America on the Rio Costilla in northern New Mexico.
We are wearing hip waders and standing nearly knee-deep in cold running water, surrounded by plush pasture filled with fat Angus cows. Lots of cows. The Rio Costilla in northern New Mexico winds through this 80,000-acre ranch, which provides both fishing, hunting, and camping opportunities, as well as livestock management. The water is clear, the riverbed rocky. The Sangre de Cristo Mountains rise in the distance. I am humbled by the beauty of this place. My wife and I have followed Joey's venerable Land Cruiser, 440,000 miles on the original engine, from the general store in Arroyo Hondo for 45 minutes to this spot. Joey has been a fishing guide for 35 years, assisting both the experienced and those who know nothing about fly fishing. We definitely fall in the latter category. Joey is giving us a half-day tutorial in fly fishing, something that has appealed to both of us for some time. So here we are in northern Taos County. It's a good thing Joey is a patient man. We have rookies stamped on our forehead. He starts at the beginning, reminding us it's a rod, not a fishing pole, explaining the three types of flies, and expertly tying knots I know I'll never master. He ties a piece of yarn at the end of our lines, and we begin practicing to cast. No hooks are allowed until we have a rudimentary understanding of how to do this, in order to avoid a hook in someone's neck if a cast goes awry. Joey stresses two points. The harder one casts, the worse the result will be. Second, don't overflick the wrist. Of course, I'm immediately guilty of both transgressions with predictable results. The yarn lands at my feet. After watching my hapless attempts, Joey straps my forearm to the butt of the rod with a red bandana. My wife, meanwhile, is having no difficulty correctly casting with minimal effort. As usual, I'm the problem child. Eventually, we advance to actual flies. Joey separates us to prevent mishaps. I begin casting over and over, walking up the river as instructed, looking for swirling eddies, of which trout are allegedly fond. My arm is still tied to the rod. Eventually, I'm able to put the fly, its surface tip marked by Joey with an orange Sharpie so I can see it, in the same spot nearly every time. Apparently, this is a spot unoccupied by trout. A foot-long trout approaches, easily visible in the clear water. I cast in its direction several times, silently entreating the little fellow to take the bait. Not that I have a firm idea of what to do next if that occurs, other than rear back with the rod and yell, "Joey! Joey!" But the trout glides by, not fooled by the fly meant to resemble a surface insect. I manage to tangle the line so badly that Joey has to cut it and restring a new tippet, as the last piece of line is officially called. Fly fishing has its own language and enough exotic accessories to make it appealing to my inner nerd. I keep casting, enjoying the scenery, cool weather, and the cows, who let loose with occasional bellows. We practice for 4 hours, after which we are famished. Fly fishing is hard work. Joey generously offers to loan us two of his rods that we could return to him later in the day if we wish to continue. We politely decline, citing hunger. I also know the minute he roars off in his ancient Land Cruiser, I will again hopelessly tangle the line and be done for the day anyway. It's been a grand day trout fishing in America.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.